Hey friends, I am so excited to talk to you today about getting over that fear of starting a show. I have four very easy mindset shift hacks that I'm going to be going over with you right now. And these are things that personally helped me get over my fear of podcasting when I started just 6 years ago. Like that was a hot minute ago. In October, it'll be 6 years. And I remember being super afraid of podcasting. I thought, no one was going to listen to me. I was afraid of the tech. I didn't know. I didn't understand which software to use. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I thought I was going to run out of topics. I thought I was going to take so much time, but none of that actually ended up being true. It actually ended up being so simple and so easy, but really we have to mind our minds so that we can actually start and overcome that fear. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
All right. Number one, the first thing we need to do to shift our mindset out of fear and into faith around podcasting to really stop the spiral of thoughts that are going on in our minds is to go from a perfectionism viewpoint to a progress viewpoint. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." It says, don't grow weary of doing good. If you start something like a podcast, I want you to remember that this is just something that you're bringing to the world to bless the people you're called to help, right? Whatever this thing that you feel passionate about talking about teaching, maybe it's ministry, maybe it's decluttering, maybe it's marriage restoration, maybe it's mindset, maybe it's meal prep or fitness or something with having your kids listen better. It doesn't matter. Whatever your niche is going to be, it is doing good because it's going to be helping people, inspiring people, encouraging people. So we can't grow weary in that. And if we're constantly looking through that perfection lens, we're never going to start because nothing's ever perfect when you start. Nothing. Nothing's ever perfect when you do it. You know, like perfectionism is a lie straight from the enemy because there's absolutely no way we could ever be perfect. There's always an up level. I've been podcasting for 6 years almost, and there's constant up levels that are still available for me. As you grow, you learn more. So we're going to go from, I can't start because it's not perfect, to I'm going to start and I'm going to make progress because God is going to bless it if we do not give up. So that's the first shift you need to make. The second shift that you need to make in your mind so you can get over your fear of podcasting is to go from self-doubt to authenticity. From self-doubt to authenticity. Psalm 139, 13 through 14 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. What an absolute beautiful verse for us to remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are perfectly made in his image. And so there's no reason for us to have self-doubt. If you just show up in authenticity, I was actually coaching my group coaching program P2P today, and I had this exact conversation with somebody. I said, the more you show up as who you are all the time, the more people relate, the more people trust you. And then ultimately that ends up turning into sales, that turns into leads, right? Because if we shift our personality based on somebody else who's having success or somebody else that we follow and we think their mannerisms are cool or like their vibe is neat, which is, it's okay for us to have inspiration, but it's not okay for us to mimic somebody else's authenticity, because now it's just mimicked authenticity. It's not authenticity at all. It's imitation. I want you to get out of that place. I want you to go back to who you 100% are. Who are you with your best friend? Who are you with your spouse or your kids? Who are you with your parents? Who are you with the people closest to you? That's who you show up as on your podcast and within your brand. That authenticity, that's what's going to create that blossom and that beautiful breakthrough and going to give you the permission that you need to start. There's no one you need to be but you. Deal? All right. Now, number three, and also if you're struggling with any of this, like how do you tactically take that first step other than just hearing me say it and like, oh, it sounds good, but Steph, how do I implement? You need to pray over it and ask God to help you make the shift. And then you have to intentionally practice it. So you pray over it and then you practice it. So if I find myself in self-doubt, like I was having a lot of self-doubt around public speaking, big speaking engagements, I had to tell myself, there's nothing different about public speaking than virtual speaking. There's nothing different about me being on a stage and me sitting at a table with a friend. There's nothing different. I'm just going to be authentically me on the stage and off the stage. I'm going to wear what I would wear to coffee on the stage. I'm just going to be me. And that is going to alleviate that self-doubt that for some reason you're not good enough for this thing that you've never done or this thing that's new. The fact that it's new is actually the thing that's bringing you apprehension. So you don't need to have self-doubt. You just need to have self-discovery. This is a new thing. I'm going to try the new thing. I'm going to step into it with authenticity, and I'm going to prove to myself that I can do anything through him who gives me strength. Hey friend, what's up? I want to interrupt today's podcast episode really quick to invite you to my free workshops. If you're struggling to get clear on what your niche is and what your business should be, come and check out my Clarity Workshop at freeclarityworkshop.com. Or secondly, come and check out the Podcast for Growth Workshop, where I will teach you exactly how podcasting works to grow leads, get clients or students into your offers, and make money. So that workshop is at podcastforgrowth.com. Both free, both incredibly value-packed. Come and check them out, freeclarityworkshop.com and podcastforgrowth.com. All right, number three, the third mindset shift, if we are afraid or you are afraid of podcasting or really anything in your life, this can work for anything, is to stop looking at comparison and shift it to inspiration. So Psalm 98:4 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth break forth into joyous song and sing praises. So we really want to think about how we can stop comparing and discern what we need to use for motivation or inspiration. We don't want to mimic people, but we can get into a coaching program or work with a cohort or find a podcasting buddy who's going to give us that encouragement, not to compare, but to have that inspiration. I'm running the race with you. Somebody else is doing this and I can do it too. I really love this particular coach's method for starting a podcast. I'm going to invest in the thing, not to compare, not to think that I'm less than or have the self-doubt, but to get the tools that I need to be inspired to start. Because sometimes it's not about the self-doubt, it's actually the lack of self-motivation to get started. And usually that comes from not knowing how to start. That's what I often see. Well, because I don't know how to start or I don't have the steps, I can't take any action. So sometimes we just need to have that inspiration, that motivation, and sometimes that investment to move us out of that scared mindset. Last one, number four, is to shift your mind from fear of failure to learning opportunity. How many of you are scared of failure? I know that's a really big one. Well, verse from Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So when we partner with him and we say, I'm going to start a podcast, this is going to be a learning opportunity for me. I know it's not going to be perfect when I start. I'm going to give myself permission for this to be close, but maybe not exactly perfect, for me to have a little bit of like confusion even. I'm going to start from where I am with what I know, with the resources that I have today, so that I can have a learning opportunity. There is no failure if we start. The only failure is if you do not begin. That's when you fail. So we start and we go, I'm going to have a learning opportunity. I'm going to grow forward. There is no failure in trying something ever. There's only growth. Even if you start the podcast and you go at it for 6 months and you get 10 listeners, that is not a failure. Those 10 people were blessed by you, challenged, stretched, encouraged, motivated. You poured life out. You taught them something. You were an important piece of their puzzle. God did not give you those 10 people on accident. He gave them to you so that you could be a blessing and a light in their life based on what they need. So you have to remember, this is not about you at all. This is the biggest freedom. Here it is right here. Like, you want to break free from the weight of fear of failure. Remember that everything you do is not for you and not about you. That blessed me so big as I started taking big speaking engagements or saying yes to things that were absolutely terrifying. It had nothing to do with me at all. It was about the message that God had given me. I am simply a vessel for his message. I'm a messenger. And I just want to be the hands and feet of Christ and help people bring their gifts into the world through podcasting and be able to provide for their family, be able to grow a business in less time, be able to serve people, serve the Lord, pour into the kingdom on this side of heaven. Like, that's it. And so when I realize that and I internalize that, there is no way I fail, because the only way you're afraid of failure is if you're focused on yourself. Write that down. So fear of failure is actually a selfish posture, and I'm guilty of it. I'm not calling you out. I'm super guilty of this. A forward-facing servant posture is one of learning and exploration. If you were to look at my podcast when I first started it in October of 2018, you would have probably thought that was a failure. It was quite ugly. Okay. My branding was bad. My art was bad. The title was wrong. I was talking about all kinds of weird things. But it took me starting with that messy thing in order to optimize and cultivate and pour and learn and grow and spend ten thousands of hours on my craft. And now I'm speaking on stages. And now I'm working on my book. And now we have a 7-figure business. And now I have a team. Like, and now, because I started, because I remembered this had absolutely nothing to do with me and everything to do with his call and purpose over my life. And that is the exact same story for you. So I encourage you today to pray over the whichever one of these is most holding you back, is the one that's most relevant for you. And then I want you to practice it. Practice making that shift. Be intentional about it. Mind your words, mind your mind, get a partner that can help you. Somebody you can text. If you don't have one, we have a free group on Facebook at stephgasscommunity.com where you can come and hang out with us and use us as your community. You can find someone else. You can find any podcasting group. There's a lot of places where you can find somebody that can help you through this journey of moving forward, because the only way we break out of our fear space is we move our feet forward. The only way you get out of your fear space is to move your feet forward and take the next action, take the next right step. So I know you can do it. I'm excited for you. I cannot wait to help you on your podcasting journey. If you need more help and more how-to on getting your podcast started, please check out my free workshop, podcastforgrowth.com. And I have a lot of other resources related to podcasting on my website, stephaniegass.com. And of course, if you're ready to jump into my course, it is at podcastprouniversity.com. I'm excited. I'll see you guys again super soon. Bye.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave mama a review.
Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.